This is the reason why whenever you try and make a revision timetable, you never have time to do anything and you always feel so overwhelmed by the amount of tasks you have to do, and it's because you're not planning in any contingency time. Contingency time is genuinely the unsung hero of every single organisational system ever. So many people skip it and I just cannot understand why. So what happens if you don't plan in any contingency time? You are going to stress yourself out so much, because if you miss even a single slot of revision, you're automatically behind. You're automatically behind. You're putting yourself in an impossible position if anything goes wrong, even things that are out of your control. You are putting so much unnecessary stress on yourself by forcing yourself to cram everything into a specific period of time rather than just elongating that period of time and putting in some contingency time. Let me give you an example. There is a kind of micro day-to-day way that I do this and a macro way that I do this. So in the short term, during the week, I would essentially have my revision timetable planned out over the 5 weekdays, and then my weekends would be my contingency time. And this worked really well because on Thursdays, I would have ballet in the evenings for like 3 hours, and I would not have any time to do any work. So then whatever I was going to do on Thursday, I would just then do on Saturday. My Saturday was my surrogate Thursday. And in the long term, whenever I would have to revise for any set of exams like mocks or the real thing, I would essentially have a review phase, a practice questions phase, you know, past paper phase, and then a contingency phase for anything I've not managed to do. This would be like a week at the end of each period. Because let's be realistic, okay? No plan is perfect. You are not going to be able to foresee every single thing that could derail your plan. But the plans that get pretty close to perfect are the ones that actually account for these things. Contingency time also helps with people who are a bit ambitious with their goals. I used to do this all the time. I used to be like, right, I'm gonna get this entire task done in 30 minutes and then that's it. Now, when you inevitably don't manage to do that task in 30 minutes, you're gonna get so stressed. You're gonna be like, I didn't plan for this. What happens now? It's not done. I don't have time to do it. That contingency time comes in. This time is basically the counter to your overambition.